Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey everybody.
So why'd you take your pants off?
Me?
My balls are hot.
Oh, I thought you...
No, I'm just saying that's the line.
Oh, I was watching.
Everything that happened Saturday night, they're talking about both after fights. The Derek Lewis interview, which was classic.
Classic.
And then what happened with Khabib and Conor McGregor after. Classic.
Well, first, welcome to Wednesday's edition of
sure.
Knockout Radio.
Sure, welcome.
Talking sports with Randy Harris, migrated into one hybrid super show.
We're going to try to get to other sports. Here's the schedule today.
Crazy.
Are you ready for this?
It's crazy.
Any second, Dominic Reyes. After that, Ryan Bader could be the next champ. We got to be very careful. It's FCC Radio. Wes Sims returns. Gerald Sherrill from the Boxing Contender Show. Kendall Grove, who fights next Saturday in Biloxi. Our NFL picks with Ken Shamrock. MMA bobblehead. They just released the new bobblehead. Joe Riggs also fights next week in Biloxi. We're going to also try to get a hold of Mick Ferrari, a big charity event coming up next Saturday for his sister out at Biff Burger. I donated a Jameis Winston autographed mini helmet.
Oh, nice.
So very cool. I said that I would talk about the newly announced DC Cormier fight.
Yes.
Have you heard about it?
Derek Lewis taking over in the New York fight card. I think it was November 2nd, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You have insider information, like some insider knowledge about the reason behind this swift move. Like, you know, everybody's talking about Brock Lesnar, about the John Jones rematch, for Cormier, you know, he was Stipe thrown back in there for a rematch. But they gave it to Derek Lewis.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I was told. Okay, and then a lot of other stuff has happened since.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would have been great to announce it as soon as I heard, but I wanted to say
first off, you were actually in Las Vegas covering the UFC 229 this past weekend.
I was there.
You're live.
I was.
From Wednesday through Sunday.
Right. Great Wednesday show. It was a lot of fun.
All the athletes, thank you for coming on and the time. But you have insider information about why this Derek Lewis fight.
No, not necessarily the Derek Lewis fight, but why the Cormier fight.
Okay.
And why they went the direction that they did, but we're going to have to hold it for a couple more minutes because Dominic Reyes coming up momentarily.
Well, that guy put on a show.
You know, and a couple questions for him, and he did put on a show.
He's a true athlete. I mean, you know, I thought he was well-rounded and polished. I mean, what a fight.
Against Ovince St. Preux. And sooner or later, and this is one of the questions that I will ask Dominic, you know, and I normally don't like to tell you what I'm going to ask him.
Sure.
But, you know, when do the media, when do the fans, when will everybody no longer consider him an up-and-coming? Because I think he's arrived.
He's there.
You know, I think he's there. Not only is he there, but he's also here right now. Dominic, how are you?
What's up? I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Appreciate your time. First and foremost, I got to get this out of the way. How many brothers do you have?
I have three brothers.
Okay, so there's still one more brother that I could go up to thinking that it's the first brother that I met.
Yes, but he's in the UFC too, so I think he'll have a board behind him next time.
Okay, well, but still. So I go up. What happened, Matt, was, you know, I'm looking at this guy, and he looks familiar, but not quite. Well, you know, I met Dominic's brother in Detroit. Right. Well, a little different, but still, you know, hanging around you, and you just assume, and, you know, you put two and two together, and I'm like, what, you don't remember me? He's like, no, we've never met. Well, that's because it was the other brother. It's not the brother that I had met. So, like I started to ask Matt, you know, when will the media, when will other fans, when will, you know, the UFC, you know, go past this up-and-coming Dominic Reyes, because Dominic's here.
Yeah, yeah. I think this was the fight for that, man. I showed that I'm here, and I'm here to stay. I'm going to be in the top for a while.
Do you think it's because of how the fight went down? Do you think it's because of the name person that you went and defeated, or is it both put together?
I think it's both, plus, you know, being able to handle the gravity of the moment and really be able to excel. The bigger the stage, the better I perform, so that's kind of how it goes.
And was that, you know, when you got the contract and, you know, you and your team got the name Ovince St. Preux, kind of a big name in the UFC, that kind of just elevated the excitement of this fight, not only the card, yeah, but also who you're fighting?
Yeah, I mean, freaking great name, great opponent, you know, good dude overall, and he's very well respected in the MMA community, so a win over OSP would definitely be the first step towards cementing my legacy in the UFC.
I want to thank you for saying a good dude, because it doesn't have to be hatred between the two fighters. You know, it's a sportsmanship sport, which, yeah, is what's brought me to it. So I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, no problem, man. I mean, it's really about honor. You know, when it all started, martial arts is all about honor and respect and dignity and, you know, self-control. With, you know, the main event didn't exactly exemplify those traits, but it sells, so whatever. I'm trying to change that, though, you know, be a respectable, you know, human being and still be a badass fighter. You know, I don't have to be out there talking all kinds of trash, but sure. I'm still going to go out there to finish you as if you've been talking trash, you know.
All right, so I know that you talked about it Saturday night after the fight, and I'm sure you've talked about it, you know, more times than you want to. You know, how the fight ended, you know, was it a KO? Was it, you know, a decision? I thought, and I don't remember who the referee was, if it was Herb or not, said if you don't stand up, the fight's over. He didn't stand up, mm-hmm. So wouldn't that have been a knockout?
It was Dan Mergliotta, and
I was close.
If the fighter doesn't get up on his own, if somebody has to come in and help him, then it's a TKO. He eventually, like, got up after a little bit of time, but he still got up on his own, so it's technically a decision. But whatever. On the highlight film, it looks like a knockout. It felt like a knockout. It was a knockout to me. In my books, it's a knockout, whatever the record says. You know, when people talk about it in the future, they're still going to, you know, kind of consider it a knockout. I mean, it was just an exclamation point on the end of the sentence. Really, you know, but really, was, so.
And really, Dom, taking it one step further, it's a win. So
yeah, that's all that matters. That matters. I mean, my hand's raised.
But Dom, you know, Vince was ranked seventh. You know, are you a guy that's going to call somebody out, or who do you think is next for you at this point? Who do you want to go against next?
I think the next logical step in my progression would be Jan Blachowicz.
Wow. Okay.
He's a hell of a fighter, you know, very technical. I think that would be a great fight for me to test my technical abilities. He has great takedown setups. His hands are very crisp. He doesn't have a whole lot of wasted movement. So I think that would be a great challenge for me going forward.
Fight just ended, what, 5 days ago, 5 nights ago. How soon, or are you already back in the gym? And if not, how soon, or how much time do you take off? And what's the first kind of reward that you rewarded yourself after all the training and the fight?
Well, I had a Sprite backstage. That's like my first reward always, is I'll have a Sprite because I love Sprite. you know, I went out and celebrated with the family and all those things, so a little alcohol was involved there. But as far as, like, food rewards, like fried chicken, you know, hot dogs, things, American food.
We need to figure out a way. Matt owns a couple pizzerias here in the Tampa Bay area. We need to figure a way where you can make a pizza, but, you know, keep it somehow, you know, fresh so that you can ship them out to the fighters after a fight.
That'd be super cool. And I do need to get some pizza, man. I've been craving that, too.
There you go. Or just come down to Tampa and make a pizza here. I like to have the guys come in. And after a fight, they make pizza with their hands if they can still use their hands.
Next time there's a fight in Orlando or Tampa, hopefully you'll get in the card. How soon would you like to get back in? You know, how soon do you want to have another fight?
I'm not sure. Right now, I can't get back in the gym yet. My leg is still very swollen, my foot and my shin and all that. You know, I was kind of smashing it against something pretty hard.
Right.
So it's,
right.
it's pretty swelled up. My elbow's all the same, so I think it'll be a week or two before I get back in the gym. But as far as my next fight, I don't know, maybe next year, around February.
Final question for you, and thank you very much for your time. Your one brother, the first brother that I met, is a Buccaneer fan. Any particular team you're a fan of?
I'm not particularly. I do like the Rams because I could go see their games over here in L.A. So, but I like college football, man. So,
what's your college team?
USC.
Okay.
And Stony Brook.
What other sports do you enjoy to watch? Because a lot of times
basketball and baseball, Lakers and Dodgers.
All right, Dodgers obviously doing well. You know, I may have a gift for you. Let me check my storage. I may have another game-used Brad Penny jersey. And
I
used to do Brad's website. Brad and I are very good friends. And I think I have one. I have one, obviously, in my man cave. But I think I have one more. And, you know, I like to give this stuff out, but to people that will appreciate it. Since you said you're a Dodger fan, I'll tell you a funny story. I was in the locker room with him, and he goes, here, take this hat. And it was... who was the manager? The former manager, the legendary manager. Can't think of his name.
Island?
No, the former Lasorda. He goes, yeah, this is Tommy Lasorda's hat. Take it.
What?
So I have Tommy Lasorda's hat, cap, whatever it's called, you know, in my office. But I'll go to storage this weekend and I'll shoot you a text if I can find that.
That'd be awesome, man.
And finally, I understand you're an 8-man strong guy as well.
Yeah. I met up with them in Chicago. We were sitting next to each other. And I like their what they're selling over there as far as the lifestyle.
Very good stuff. Yeah, no, it's awesome stuff. And I'm sure they've sent you product, but any athlete that comes on our show also gets a box from 8-Man Strong. So I'll text you later this afternoon, get an address, and look for more 8-Man Strong gear coming your way.
Awesome. That'd be cool.
All right, Dom. Thank you very much for your time. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too. Dominic Reyes. He's not on his way.
10-0.
He's not coming.
He's here.
10-0, 4-0 in the UFC.
That's an incredible start.
And, you know, I like him. He's a nice young man from a nice young family. Meaning, you know, just the brothers that I've met are young kids, and everybody's young compared to me.
How many times we talk about it? There's a lot of guys that talk their way into fights, and then there's guys like Dominic go out and show a fight. Show their skill set, want to be tested by a guy with crisp hands, and so he can test himself against better people. I do not like that.
And you know, unfortunately, it's, and I've said this all along, you know, I'm not going to necessarily look at your record. I'm going to look at who you fought.
Of course.
You know, if you fought a bunch of, you know, high school kids,
right,
and you're 22 and 0, it doesn't say a whole lot.
Sure.
You know, putting a win like the OSP, everybody knows the name.
Top 10 guy. Big guy, true athlete, coming from University of Tennessee, a football player. So, I mean, those guys are both true athletes going at it.
And I love when he told us last week why he does that little whatever that's called. Whatever it is, but that's what Titus O'Neil does.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I never knew what any of that stuff meant.
Fraternity symbols.
You know, but now we're moving up. We're moving on. You know, Dominic's moving up. The next guy on the line, been on this program almost longer than anybody or more than anybody, could be your next chat, Ryan Bader. Ryan, how are you?
Good, guys. What's going on?
Did you trademark, like, Bader champ or anything like that, you know, for when this happens?
Nah, no, not yet. So, just keeping my head down, ready for Friday, and it starts right there. And then, you know, I believe I'm going to get both of them. But, you know, I got to show up, got to perform, and got two more fights left. So, until I can tell myself that, and I'm looking forward to it.
I've known you a long time. You know, we've talked about a lot of things. So I already know the answer, but obviously the public wants to know. How do you block out, you know, most of the media, most of the fans, most of the people who know the sport believe the title fight is Friday night? How do you block that out and not think of that, not hear that in the back of your mind?
Oh, that's the first time I even thought about it, honestly. I just kind of, I'm looking at this as something I've done a million times, you know. Coming up in the wrestling world, we had a bracketed style, you know, competition every week, and a lot of times you were on the side with you know, a stud wrestler that was maybe number two, should have been on the other side of the bracket, but you got to go out there and got to beat him, you know. So I'm not worried about that at all. I'm just going out there. I have a fight in front of me. And just like always, the 30 times I've done it before, I go out there and perform, and it'll take care of itself. So I don't look too far in the future, and don't worry about that. Worried about, you know, Friday, get past him, and then, you know, I'm going to go and watch the next fight in New York and have fun and enjoy myself and see who I'm fighting next.
So I listened in yesterday to the press conference, and I'm kind of surprised that in your camp leading up to fighting Matt Mitrione, that you only, you know, brought in, like, lightweights and flyweights for your training.
Yeah. You know, the, you know, with Matt, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, I'm going in there. You know, he's good at some certain things. I feel like I'm pretty well-rounded here, and his weaknesses are my strengths, and, you know, I can exploit some of them, and it is what it is. You know, I'm feeling good, feeling fresh, healthy as can be. I put on a little bit of weight and fast as ever. Cardio's there, so I'm ready.
Hey, Ryan, so I'm with Randy this morning at the press conference for the USA
Soccer. You want to talk about the video?
Versus Colombia at the press conference, and I'm scrolling through my news feed, and I see you smoking on a vape pen, and it turns out it's a vitamin B12. Like, how much does that play into how you feel right now going into this fight? Did you feel different, or do you want to talk about the product?
It was you know, the little sponsor that, you know, we used and all that. I don't really smoke, but you know, if you do, it's a fun way to get your B12. But you know, they ran with that, and I got a bunch of calls from my grandmother and all that. Like, you're not really smoking, are you? You're not really doing that, are you? I'm like, ah, it's cool. I don't smoke, you know. But yeah, it's just kind of a fun, goofy little thing we did.
And the video was hilarious. I would expect nothing less, you know, from you in a video. It was definitely great. When you go on. Win on Friday, you know, win the belt. Will you be able to, what has Scott Coker, what has Bellator said? Will you be able to defend both belts? Will you have to relinquish one? You know, what are the plans? Or knowing Ryan Bader, you haven't thought that far.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where we haven't even talked about it. You know, he told us that we keep the belt going forward and entering this tournament. And so that's what I'm going off of. And then, you know, winning that second belt, I plan on defending both. You know, that's my plan right now. But we'll see what happens. You know, there might be a time where, you know, I win this belt and a heavyweight fight is more intriguing than the light heavyweight belt, you know, fight. And maybe, you know, I choose the heavyweight and I haven't defended the light heavyweight in a long time, whatever. So we'll see what happens. My plan right now is to defend both, though.
How is this Ryan Bader of whatever year this is, 2018, different from the Ryan Bader of 2016 or the Ryan Bader of 2014?
Oh, it's so different, you know. I believe my mental space caught up to where it needed to be. You know, I always had the physical attributes but I needed everything else to catch up. So not only that, you know, the technique and everything. There's times when I was just a wrestler, you know, and everything else caught up. Now I'm dangerous everywhere. But most importantly, my mental game is down. You know, it's where it needs to be. So I walk into every fight, you know, believing and knowing I'm the best, not kind of thinking that I could be the best.
So with that said, and you know, your mental stage where it's at, is it safe to say that you're having more fun now than you have in the past?
Oh yeah, you know, I don't get stressed out like I used to. You know I perform going in there, so it's easier for me to. You go through this week, you know, unscathed and ready to rock on Friday, you know, and a lot of guys have a difficult time with this week and emotions that go into it and all that kind of stuff. But, for me, having fun, enjoying the process and, you know, I miss it every time, you know, I leave here after the fight. So, I gotta take advantage and soak it up.
Is there a limited edition 8-man strong shirt for this? You know, has it been posted? Do I need to go give those guys a call?
No, it's on there. You know, it's okay. Kind of the same one we had last time. It's not, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of deal. So it's like a little superstition. So they're sold out, but they might put some more in stock. But it's on their website too, 8manstrong.com.
Awesome. Great stuff. Ryan, thank you very much for your time. Always best of luck Friday, and I'll give you a holler later.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Take care. Ryan Bader, everybody. Your next champ right around the corner Friday night. Big fight, though. It's from the very beginning. I said, this is your title fight.
Yeah, get some meathead.
You know, big, strong, powerful, you know.
Experienced.
Exactly. You know, and I liked some, you know, and it's kind of back to what Dom said earlier. You know, I listened to the press conference yesterday, and Matt Michion made a comment about Ryan Bader and blah, blah, blah. And they're friends, you know, and they both said there's no hard feelings.
Sure.
You know, I'm either going to knock him out, he's going to knock me out. You know, if I beat him, I'll buy him a beer. If he beats me, he better buy me a beer. I like that. That's the reason I like the sport from the beginning. You know, it's so different. I was in the Bucks locker room talking MMA with a lot of the guys. One of the players is related to John Jones.
Oh, really?
So he'll be coming out on the Monday Night Players Show.
Okay.
And, you know, again, intertwine,
sure.
You know, the talking sports, the Monday Night Players Show with Knockout Radio. But, you know, that's what I loved about this sport, just the sportsmanship. I remember when we were in London, and I don't remember names and all that kind of stuff of who it was, but hung out with a guy all week, did the show because we broadcasted all week in London. He got beat on the bus to the after party. Back then, it wasn't everybody had their own after party. It was one big UFC after party. And they're sitting next to each other talking. I mean, to me, that's cool.
Right.
And it's real. It's different now where it's so fake. It's so, you know, Conor has, we've heard Conor saying to Khabib in the fight, it's only business. It was only business. And then I guess Khabib, as he's punching Conor in the face, said, let's talk now. Let's talk now.
I mean, how much is that real? How much is that scripted? How much is that to sell tickets? I mean,
again, it depends on who it is. But Connor has said it all along.
Connor took a loss, but he won $60 million.
Connor has said all along, it's all a business. It's all to sell. All right, so real quick before we get to the bottom of the hour. Here is the deal. Here is the story. Here is what I was told.
Okay.
Nate Diaz, Dustin Poirier, was off.
It was off.
It was off before the report of Dustin Poirier being hurt.
Before the injury. And the reason why?
They were not going to fight on this card in New York.
Because?
They were not going to be the co-main event for this card.
Because?
They were not going to add money to this card and them not be the main event.
They want to be the headliners.
And that's why the main event was switched.
Was it a gender thing or was it because of female title fight?
No, I don't think it was that as much as it wasn't a bigger fight.
Does it matter if the title fight is two females? Do you think guys matter? Do you think it matters to them?
To some, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure. I mean, I think we'd all be naive to say every single male would say no. I'm sure there are some. You know, and some I might agree with, some might be a knucklehead. In this particular case, the Dustin Poirier-Nate Diaz was a bigger fight. Now, if you were to put the Cyborg-Amanda Nunes fight, yeah, maybe not.
Right. Or Ronda when she was at her prime.
Well, exactly.
Ronda was a bigger star than both those guys.
Probably.
Yeah,
I know, probably.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, Ronda was the biggest thing going.
Sure.
And understandably. So, this all was playing out before the announcement, before the injury, before a lot of things. And they needed to change the main event to attempt to keep Dustin Poirier and Nate Diaz on.
Do you think that adding Lewis to it does that?
It's a circus.
It's awful. He's a fan favorite because of his, like...
Because he's a circus.
Banter, because of his crazy interview.
So a media guy comes up to me and he says, all right, let me ask you, did Derek Lewis save his energy for the last minute of the fight, or was Alex a moron?
Alex is a moron.
No, I said neither. I can't use the words I can say on FCC.
That was the worst strategy in all strategies. All he had to do was stay away from the guy for the last minute.
We were past a minute.
Seconds.
Right. It was absolutely crazy.
Why would you even get close enough?
Speaking of absolutely crazy, when we return, it's been a long time. When we return, and I hope he realizes it's FCC Radio, the A-Hole Show, right around the corner. Wes Sims joins us right here on Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Center.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to TuxTailsTampa.com or HumaneSocietyTampa.org.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza here in St. Pete, 4th Street, 38th Avenue, 4th Street, 88th Avenue. Stop on by, grab a slice, mention Knockout Radio, and it is on Matt. Before we go to our next guest, how did you like Nick Lentz, who did our show last week from the live broadcast in Las Vegas? I need to do a call out to my boy, Brett Kavanaugh. That's what he said after the fight.
You did. I did like that.
It was good.
Now, he gave Gray Maynard a battle. I mean, he controlled the fight. I was thoroughly impressed with the way he did it.
And after our next guest, or maybe even during our next guest, we'll discuss, you know, how many times do you say that's an early stop? I thought it was an early stop. I think Nick Lentz would have gone on to win the fight anyway.
Nick Lentz kicked him in the head, knocked him. I mean, it was a clean kick to the back of the head.
And then there was another fight that people were saying, you know, that he stopped it too soon. And then this one, he stopped it too late.
I think it was a perfect stoppage because I think Gray was trying to get back up, but didn't really know where he was. He was defenseless. who's just going to eat shots. And
nice segue, because I'm not sure I know where our next guest is. Let's go to the planet Mars, Wes Sims. Wes, how are you?
I'm great. Better than you. I see a hurricane coming through there. You better pack up and get ready to get out of Florida.
Well, it's North Florida. Yeah, it's in the panhandles. It's
prayers with all those affected, definitely.
Absolutely. It's far enough north. And thank you, because we forgot. We were watching on our TV stream, Stream TV. That there was a weatherman who was being, you know, blasted by the weather. As he's doing his telecast, he's wearing a baseball helmet.
Yeah, in a protective mode.
Well, it's not good that it's down there, but it's good that you're not in it. I didn't want to send my jet down to get you, Randy.
I appreciate that, Westifer. So what's up? What's new? And, you know, I've thought about you a lot lately with this, the newest phenomenon, bare knuckle boxing. And how come you're not in it yet?
I have. I went over there last year in England. I haven't signed. I've been busy and life has kept me busy.
That's what happens when you have a child.
Yeah.
It definitely keeps you busy. So could you foresee you signing, you know, there's now two bare knuckle boxing organizations in the U.S. Could you see yourself signing with one of them?
Well, see, the thing is, I've signed with the one in England. Like, if I'm going to fight, I'm going to be fighting overseas in England.
Oh, so you're still signed with them. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's no, like, they're really cool, really lenient. I mean, I could probably fight over here if I wanted to. I mean, right now it's just one of those things where I'm not in the gym and I don't like taking those fights when I haven't trained. It hasn't turned out well for me in the past.
That's definitely true. And every time you do that, I get yelled at by Mark Coleman because it's my fault.
Well, it kind of is your fault.
Is it everything? So what's been going on in the life of Wes Sims? We haven't heard from you in a while. Every time, you know, you and I do talk, you're busy, you're doing things. Fill the world in on the life of WS.
If you go out and get yourself the new Fighters Only magazine featured in that, there would be a Q&A with four fighters. I'm one of the four. I think it's because of my outstanding looks and great personality. But I did a Q&A with Fighters Only magazine this month, and it was very good.
Well, for those of us that can't afford, you know, to purchase a magazine, what's in it?
Well, who's that? Who can't afford a Fighters Only magazine?
All right, Matt, run to your local store and see what it wants.
I know what your pay is. You're big time. So they even warned me about my language before I came on here. So I know you're really big time now because I'm the most rated RPG guy that you know.
The top three.
Wes, do you really think you're more rated R than Phil Baroni?
No, I said rated RPG.
Right.
Which means, I'm clean. I keep it clean. He doesn't keep it clean. He's dirty.
Right.
Real dirty. Dirty language, dirty, just all around dirty.
I have to ask, because we haven't spoken in a while, any crime stopping that you've done lately? And if not, can we send somebody to your area so that you can, you know, maybe take them to the ground?
No, I haven't had there's been no crime bust, no, nothing like that lately.
How long
in another gym?
Say it again? You're in another gym? You started another gym?
Opening another gym. A county over, and gear is boxing, not really MMA, more boxing and community service for the kids.
So I think what we need to do is set up a seminar in the boxing gym.
Okay.
Now's a good time for you to come back. Thank you. Now's a good time to respond, because I am getting ready to start a boxing radio show with a particular gentleman that I think will excite you to bring to your gym.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
I'm listening.
I am going to be doing a show with a very good friend of mine who's known around the world as Mason the Line Dixon.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say Antonio Tarver, baby.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
Wes is almost as big a Rocky fan as I am. Almost.
Okay.
He thinks he's more.
Almost right. I think I top out above you. Your highlight is Rocky V. That's it.
I still say Rocky V's the best Rocky, though.
Many would argue with you on that one. Many will argue with you on that.
Well, let's be honest, Wes. You would argue with me no matter what it is. But I think the street fight in Rocky V is still my favorite. It's still my ringtone. The movie may not be the best of the seven, but that street fight pushes it to the number one, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was good.
So Matt, Wes and I went to do a charity event in Pennsylvania. And so when they picked us up before we went to Reading, we drove around the city of Philadelphia. We went to the gym. We went to the pet store. We went to the house, right, from Rocky Six, or was it Six or Creed?
Yeah, I was really bummed because the pet store wasn't open. It's closed.
And the gym is a drugstore.
It wasn't open. I know. It was a real disappointment.
Well, we should tell them to burn it down in the sake of WWE.
So Wes, for those of us that don't know where your gym is located, where are you living now, and where are these gyms located where people can be a part of it?
It's a secret.
I'm in Lancaster, Ohio. You're like, where's that at? About 30 miles southeast of Columbus.
Okay.
The gym is in the local YMCA Recplex. When I opened it, MMA geared, and everybody, MMA is a lot like NASCAR. Everybody loves watching it, but there isn't really that many that want to compete. All they say they do, they go out and buy themselves a tap out shirt, and they get some tattoos. But they come in there, and after one night, they're done. They get hit in the head, they're done. So we revamped things, did a youth boxing program, started getting kids involved in the trade, because most kids, I mean, be honest, when they're done with school, they're not going to go into college. So we get them involved in the community, put them into environments where they learn a trade and possibly get a job right out of high school. So when I did that, it took off, and I started in 2007. 2009, I became a police athletic league, and it's really, really doing well now.
It's awesome. You know, coming off of the 229 where McGregor tackled a neck crank, you know, for those of that are not in the MMA or jiu-jitsu world, you know, they question his heart and his character, but for those of you that actually know what it feels like, we know Connor's a tough dude.
Anybody that questions anybody that gets in there has issues, because you know what it takes. You have to put it all on the line to put yourself out to be critiqued and judged. And I mean, there's a lot of, I've had over my career, I had some harsh things said, but I have thick skin, and Randy Harris knows I can take it.
Well, and the funny thing, Matt, because you know, this is the first time you've ever, you know, talked to Wes.
Yeah.
Most of the harsh things said about Wes was said by Wes.
About himself.
About himself.
Yeah, there's a little bit of truth to that.
You know, we're looking on the internet, and you know, we see this thing, Wes and I, where he's like, God, that's awful. Who's, oh, that's me. I'm saying that about myself. So, I mean, you know, back to the bare knuckle or the MMA, and, you know, we had talked quite a bit. I think I need to call Tim because, you know, I haven't talked to you in a while. Can you see yourself getting back in, doing some more fighting, or is it basically time to, you know, concentrate on the gyms, concentrate on the family, and watch your son grow up?
Go ahead. Is there something else you want to say after that?
Nope.
All right. I didn't think so. I told you. I would be fighting when Tim Sylvia is pumping gas in some filling station in Maine. I'm never done until I say I'm done. So I'm not done yet.
Wow. Got it?
I got it. Would you ever consider helping Tim do the next roof? Because, you know, he's roofing now. He's running a roofing business.
You know what? In all seriousness.
No, I don't know.
I know. So I'm going to tell you. In all seriousness, I've never had no real beef with Tim Sylvia. I know what you think, and I know I might have said some things that probably crossed the line, but I never threw a dolly at a bus that he was at. I never jumped over a cage and tried to attack him. I always kept it kind of politically correct. So I don't really have no bad beef with Tim. If Tim needed help with anything, I have time, and I've been very, very, very fortunate to have myself in a position now that I can come and go and do whatever I want whenever I want.
You know, with that said, Wes, and all kidding and everything aside, you know, let's be honest, the whole thing with you and Tim, the whole thing with you and Frank Mir was, you know, before Chael, you know, was before Connor. It was the start of being able to get a fight by just promoting yourself.
Yeah. The sports changed, Randy. The sports
changed. No, but we definitely know it. So when's the next time you're coming down to Florida? Last time you were here, you were in and out, you did a cruise. When can we expect you down here at the pizzeria where you and Matt can work on a brand new West Sims pizza?
I don't know yet, but you know what? I'm definitely going to put it on the agenda. I know. I've asked you that a couple times now, and you don't have the answer. But I'm going to put it on my agenda. I'm going to come down there. I'm going to see you guys coming to the studio.
Hopefully this isn't going to get me in trouble in a phone call from Mark Coleman again. But you know what? For coming, and you do know, so don't say I don't know. For coming on the show, you get another package from 8-Man Strong.
That's great. I love them guys.
So as soon as you get the package, you're going to show a photo on your book of face. Mark is going to see it, and then Mark is going to call me and say, okay, I want some 8-Man Strong. And we'd love sending that product to Mark as well. Wes, as always, thank you very much for your time. I will call you later to get your address so that we can get you your 8-Man Strong gear. And let's touch base either later tonight or tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Bye, man. Take care. That is your original crazy man, Wes Sims. We go way, way back. What a great guy. The originator of talking himself into fights, the fights with Frank Mir, the fights with Tim Sylvia. And Tim, I think, will say the same thing. They never really hated each other. You would have thought they would, but they didn't. All right. It's time to talk a little boxing now. We're going to switch over.
Oh, yes.
We've talked bare-knuckle boxing. We've talked some MMA.
So you started a show without me, huh? Okay, fine.
I always start the show without you. On the phone with us right now from the TV show The Contender on Epic. Supposed to have him on last week. It was my fault. So I'll take the blame. Gerald, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Originally, we had you scheduled, and I'm going to use this as the excuse why we didn't put you on, because you're from Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh was playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I didn't want to be able to let you rip us at what happened and how Pittsburgh played and all that stuff.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, we're having some problems. You know, we're getting there, but we got some things to work on our defense and offensive side.
Well, I think the offensive side will get worked on as soon as Bell comes back. Isn't he coming back in like 2 weeks?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing with Bell, you know, he I don't know what it is. You know, he should have been playing. And, you know, I don't know if they weren't giving him what he wanted or they weren't paying him what he needed to be paid. You know, but, you know, for the love of the game, man, he might as well just come back and keep doing this thing. If he's going to leave and go to another team, man, let him do that, you know. But as of right now, man, stay busy.
Well, you know, the issue with that, and then we'll get into, you know, the contender. The thing with Bell is, you know, they're having him, 800, I'm being facetious, 800, 900 carries per game or per year. And, you know, they're killing the guy. They're not giving him what he thinks he's worth. He's going to be a free agent. He didn't sign the tender, so Pittsburgh's going to have to let him go, and nobody's going to trade for him because they know they're going to have to get rid of him. So it's a no-win, really, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's kind of like a lost year, you know, for Bell. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out.
Right, exactly. It's like now he has to work twice as hard. But at the same time, Connor's doing good. You know, he had a bad game last game. You know, he didn't really do what he was supposed to do, but this past game that he just played in, man, he did phenomenal. you know, his rushing and his passing yards, man, they were off the charts, you know. So all he has to do is just continue to put up those numbers, and everybody's going to be saying, Bell who?
Could be. Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. All right, let's talk a little boxing and contender. Talk to me right now, first and foremost, where are we in the TV show? Where are we in filming? How long have you been in the house?
Well, we've been in the house for about, around this time, we've been in the house about a month and a half going on now. And now we are in the beginning of the second round of the show. All the rounds they go fast. They're on they starting or over as soon as they begin. But yeah, so we should be in the second round now. And I believe the people who are scheduled to fight Friday are Eric and John Thompson.
And if you can remember back in time up to this point, you know, what's your mentality like, you know, being in a house like this, being cooped up with people you're training with and people that you're going to be fighting as well?
Right. I mean, well, you know, being cooped up in that house, you know, for that period of time, you know, we didn't really get to go outside. We really didn't get to go, you know, do fun things to, like, loosen up, you know, get off edge. You know, we were always on edge in that house. We were always so tense. Everybody was so tense in that house. You know, the aggression, the smack talk, you know. But all of that stuff comes into play with just being a competitor. You know, if you love to compete, you love to talk smack. You know, it's not... You know, it's not nothing bad towards the other fighter, but it's just a competition thing, you know. But at that time, you know, we're in that house and we're just pretty much, you know, going over game plans every day, just trying to focus on what we need to do. The people that got injured during their fight, you know, they're not getting a lot of sparring, or they're not, you know, getting a lot of punches or like mitt work thrown, like punches thrown at them because of the dangers of opening that cut or re-injuring yourself, you know. So everybody that's injured is pretty much focusing on stamina and strength because, you know, they can't really get that opportunity. And the guys that are coming into the second round, slatting their names onto that next round, they're trying to come up with a game plan for themselves to, you know, put themselves in a good position for the third round, you know, for the final round. They're trying to, you know, game plan their way to the third round. But you know, it's pretty much, you know, trying to stick to that game plan and trying to remain sane in that house.
Sure.
So it's like it was fun, man. We had a ball, you know. The just that experience alone, being able to go through that and, you know, talk to Andre Ward, and as Andre Ward's telling us, you know, what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing at this point in time, you know, it really helped. It really helped with a lot of us. You know, there were a lot of guys, you know, around that first half, after the first half of the first round was over, you know, all the guys, we had the, you know, Andre Ward was talking to us about what we should do and, you know, how we should go about things, you know, and it really helped because a lot of us, we were breaking down. we was ready to go, huh? We was ready to go, we was ready to go kick back and be with our families, you know, but, you know, that's the love of the game, and that's the it costs to be the boss.
What were some of the I hate to use the word reasons, but, you know, you got the phone call, you know, to come on the contender. What are some of the reasons to go on that TV show, other than, you know, the obvious, win the tournament? You know, was it the exposure? Was it to help get your name out there to obviously better your career?
Yeah, it was to, when I got that phone call, you know, I took it as a opportunity to better myself, you know, and better my career and show the world that, you know, G5 You know, Gerald Sherrill is here, you know, and he's here to stay, you know, and we're going to continue to and do our thing, you know, regardless of what happens, you know. And when I got that phone call, you know, I kind of almost fell because I didn't know. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? I was watching this show when I was a kid. I was little, you know. I was walking home from school. We're trying to run home from middle school, trying to hurry up and go catch the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
It's trying to catch them reruns, you know? So it was just, you know, it was a surreal feeling, you know? It was humbling. And I was very thankful to, you know, get that experience and get that opportunity to see the other side and see what it takes and see, you know, and learn, like when we were out there, they taught us, you know, how to be serious professional elite athletes, you know. And now we have the formula, you know what I mean? So they gave you the formula, so all you got to do is just stick to it, you know. And a lot of guys, a lot of boxers, a lot of fighters, a lot of athletes, they don't really get those type of opportunities all the time, and that's why I took it, you know. I was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, to experience this and to compete at this level. I was the youngest guy, had the least amount of fights, you know, and just had to just go in there and knuckle down, man, you know. It was just one of those situations.
Sure. Definitely good stuff. That is the Contenders. It's on Epic. Gerald, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so that we can get your address. I need your address and shirt size, and we're going to send you out some 8-man strong gear for coming on the program today.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Enjoy the swag. 8-man strong.
I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Gerald Sherrill going to go on hold. The mothership. No, what don't we call it? The kingship? Or what do we call it back at the headquarters? Contenders has been pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, very similar to The Ultimate Fighter, but it's different. You know, obviously boxing, MMA, so it definitely adds to what we're trying to do here at Knockout Radio, so it has been a lot of fun. All right, so the first hour, Dominic Reyes, the Dominator, Ryan Master Bader, Wes A-Hole Show Sims, and Gerald G5. Cheryl.
G5.
So not a bad first hour.
Yeah, we're cranking through that.
I thought I was going to be out of town next week. I didn't think I was going to be able to be here because I'm going to Biloxi.
You are going to Biloxi.
But we're going on Thursday. So I think I'm going to reach out to a fighter from the Tampa Bay area who will be on the same plane as me.
Okay.
Or will I be on the same plane as him next Thursday? He will be fighting in Biloxi in the bare knuckle fighting. So, yeah, I'm going to ask him to come on down. We'll eat pizza in front of him because I'm sure he's cutting weight. And life will be good. So not too snappy.
Awesome. That was a great hour. I barely had to talk.
Yeah, you like when that happens.
Well, you guys like when that happens.
Drew Brees now sits on top of the passing yards. Thoughts?
Passing leader.
Make-A-Wish event that we do in Nashville every year. The first year I went with Chris Hovind, and we were in the limo going somewhere, and it was Drew Brees in the limo.
Okay.
With Chris Hovind, I think a kicker. It was interesting, the hate that was coming back and forth for kickers, for Drew Brees. For small people that can play quarterback.
Well, like if Drew Brees didn't win the Super Bowl, like then he would be just another damn arena. A guy with a bunch of stats, and a bunch of yards,
for sure.
No victories, no championship. But because he has that one ring.
Thank God of the flood. Because if it wasn't for the flood,
if it wasn't for Katrina, then, you know.
So will any football teams get hit by Michael?
I don't know what's up there. Panama City, like, I don't know. There's no sports teams up there.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything up there, is there?
Florida State Seminoles, but they've
already been hit by the hurricane.
Yeah, they've been blown for a year.
Yeah, they have been.
Since Winston left, they've been terrible.
Your boy Cash just got a new contract with the Rays.
How about that? Year?
What's up with that?
6-year extension.
Were they afraid he was going to go somewhere?
90-win season. I mean, it definitely surprised people, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so did the team.
I mean, I'm surprised because, you know, from the press conference, it sounded like he stayed here because of his family and they like the area. So it kind of tends to side with that they're staying. that the team stand.
Why? Just because he got a new deal?
Well, Cash isn't going to move to Montreal.
Cash is going to move where they tell him to move.
I think the family likes staying here, and I think they're going to stay at Allang Stadium.
Well, it's not Allang Stadium. They won't stay there.
They're going to stay. They bought the Rowdies. They're staying.
They're not playing at Allang Stadium.
They're going to remodel it.
Every time I say, that could be the stupidest thing you've ever said. I don't know how you're going to beat that. That could be the stupidest thing.
Listen, tomorrow.
I'm all for it.
Tomorrow there's going to be 30,000 fans to watch a soccer game. The average raised attendance is what, 10 grand? You can put that into the Rowdy Stadium.
All for it. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is outstanding. Coming up, Kendall Grove. Fight next week in Biloxi as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong. On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to tuxtailstampa.com or humanesocietytampa.org.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.